Well, hi everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through the book of Hosea, and today we are reading Hosea chapter 12. Now, Hosea chapter 12 is a wonderful chapter as God continues to demonstrate His mercy in the midst of His charges of sin against Israel and Judah. And so if you recall, much of this book already, all the previous 11 chapters, have been consistent in the themes of Hosea bringing the charges of the Lord against His people for their covenant unfaithfulness, their adulterous acts, in turning their back against God, in going after false gods and idols, even pursuing other nations to comfort them, to provide for them, to bind up their wounds in the midst of their afflictions. And so yet God continues, as He warns them of the judgment that's going to come, the captivity that they will fall into, He also consistently, time and again, calls them back to Himself, calls them to return, tells them of His mercy. And so this is what we're going to see again in chapter 12. And I'll go ahead as we read. I'm going to read beginning in verse 12 of chapter 11, because this is really where the thought begins. Ephraim has encircled me with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah still walks with God, even with the Holy One who is faithful. Ephraim feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation. Also, they make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried to Egypt. The Lord also brings a charge against Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his deeds, he will recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and in his strength he struggled with God. Yes, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke to us, that is, the Lord God of hosts. The Lord is his memorable name. So you, by the help of your God, return. Observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually. A cunning Canaanite, deceitful scales are in his hand. He loves to oppress. And Ephraim said, surely I have become rich. I have found wealth for myself. In all my labors they shall find in me no iniquity that is sin. But I am the Lord your God, ever since the land of Egypt. I will again make you dwell in tents, as in the days of the appointed feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, and have multiplied visions. I have given symbols through the witness of the prophets. Though Gilead has idols, surely they are vanity. Though they sacrifice bulls in Gilgal, indeed their altars shall be heaps in the furrows of the field. Jacob fled to the country of Syria. Israel served for a spouse, and for a wife he tended sheep. By a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet he was preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore his Lord will leave the guilt of his bloodshed upon him and return his reproach upon him. Amen. Praise God for the reading of His Word here in chapter 12. Again, we see sin. We see judgment. We see recompense. But we also see mercy. And hear those very words again in verse 6. So you, by the help of your God, return. Observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually. That was the call to the people of old. It is also a right call to us today as God's people. We do need to be very repentant and humble. We need to turn from our sins and turn unto Christ and to seek His forgiveness, to seek His mercy, that we would walk rightly and faithfully with Him, that we truly would know His mercy and justice, and that we would wait on our God continually, just as the saints of old were called to do so as well. Well, praise God for His Word. I hope you're blessed by the reading of it today. And I hope you'll join me next time as we continue in Hosea chapter 13. Take care. We'll see you then.